This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia's military forces Monday are keeping up pressure to capture Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, with shelling attacks on the city's outskirts. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Artillery has pounded Kyiv's northwestern outskirts. The city's state emergency agency has released a video of firefighters rescuing an elderly woman who's carried out on a stretcher in agonizing pain and terrified. Authorities say artillery had hit the nine-story apartment building in a northern district of the city early Monday morning, setting part of the block on fire, destroying several floors of the building. There were no immediate reports of casualties. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian authorities say two people have died and seven were injured after Russian shelling struck an aircraft factory near Kyiv Monday. The Antonov aircraft factory is Ukraine's largest and is best known for producing many of the world's largest cargo planes. Meanwhile, Ukrainian and Russian delegations are scheduled to resume peace talks Monday, a day after Russia launched a lethal cruise missile attack on a western Ukraine military base just 25 kilometers from the border with NATO member Poland. At least 35 people died and 134 were wounded in the attack on the base, known as the International Center for Peacekeeping and Security. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday in his regular nighttime address that the attack made for a black day for the country. The president said he had given a clear warning to Western leaders about the likelihood of an attack at the base where NATO units train with Ukrainian troops. This is VOA News. Australia has imposed fresh sanctions on wealthy Russian entrepreneurs in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The move is part of Australia's strategy to penalize people of economic and political value to Russia. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Monday the invasion of Ukraine and the pressure it has put on international fuel supplies should make the world assess alternative sources of energy. Morrison said the conflict could provide opportunities for Australia's growing hydrogen industry as a source that can power cars and homes.
Right now we're seeing the world reevaluate where it gets its energy from because of the war in Europe. 40% of Europe's gas is dependent on Russia. And so major advanced economies in the world today are considering again what their supply chains are. Japanese government is keen to continue to develop our hydrogen projects and partnerships with them. And that is only heightened by the uncertainty we've seen.
Australian sanctions are part of a U.S.-led campaign to financially isolate Russia and disrupt its financial institutions. As of Monday, France has lifted most COVID-19 restrictions, abolishing the need to wear face masks in most settings and allowing people who aren't vaccinated back into restaurants, sports arenas, and other venues. Starting Monday, people aren't required any longer to show proof of vaccination to enter places like restaurants and bars, cinemas, theaters, fairs, or to use the interregional transportation. The so-called vaccine pass had taken effect at the end of January. The move had been announced earlier this month by the French government based on assessments of the improving situation in hospitals and following weeks of a steady decline in infections. It comes less than a month before the first round of the presidential election scheduled in April. But some French health researchers warn it may be too soon to lift restrictions as the number of new infections has started to increase again. The seven-day average of new infections as of Monday reached more than 60,000 based on a seven-day average, up about 50,000 from a week ago. Colombians have voted for a new Congress and also cast ballots in presidential primaries to choose party candidates for the May presidential election. Sunday's vote was the country's first election since the pandemic began 2 years ago. Leftist Senator Gustavo Petro had emerged as the current leader in the race for the presidency. He won the primary for the left-wing Historical Pact Coalition with 80%, more than 80% of the 5.4 million votes cast in the primary. A coalition of conservative candidates drew 3.9 million voters in the primary, won by Medellin Mayor Frederico Guterres, who has criticized some aspects of the 2016 peace deal with the FARC rebel group. The centrist coalition had 2 million votes in its primary, which was won by mathematician Sergio Fajardo. Colombia's Congress has been split amongst a myriad of parties in recent elections, forcing presidents to build big tent coalitions in order to pass legislation.